You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into a Friday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM as we come your way from our studios on the southwest side. Scott Unash with you. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Very happy to have him here today. He's very happy to be here today as well. And Mark Dukes from his back porch on a sticky southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Invite you to stay with us through the 3 o'clock hour. We got a good show coming up today on the Gym Class. We're going to have our Friday topic. We're going to talk about the top scandals in the world of sports. Local, national, regional, international, whatever the case may be. And we will talk about those coming up with you out there on our text line at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. Other pieces of news and notes today as well as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. And unfortunately, I'm here on a Friday again with you, Mark. Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm glad you are, but not thrilled for you from the racing standpoint. Races at Hawkeye Downs called off tonight because of previous rain and rain in the on the horizon, I think, is what you're anticipating and many others. And that's unfortunate.
And also the fact that we had two out of state series coming in today and we had to make a call very early today. And our staff meteorologist Buttons assures me that the weather, unfortunately, is probably going to get worse this afternoon. In fact, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch, which starts at 4 o'clock for many parts of eastern Iowa. And that will go until 9 o'clock tonight. The cities included, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Dubuque, Clinton, and the Quad Cities. Counties included are Linn County, Johnson County, as well as Delaware County, Cedar County, Buchanan County, and Washington County as well. Basically, Jones County in there as well, if I didn't say that. Muscatine also in there. So that goes until 9 o'clock this evening.
In Buttons, I trust.
Yeah, so do I. Especially when it comes to matters of the weather. He is our staff meteorologist, as you know. Radar right now indicates basically not a whole lot as far as our neck of the woods is concerned. A little bit of precipitation that is starting to form. Des Moines back to the Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska area down there. But everyone expects it to fire up in the next couple of hours or so. So we shall see about that. Unfortunate part of outside activities. And I am not a staff meteorologist, so I try to contact people that know a lot more about the weather than I do. So we hope we hit it right. We don't always do, and we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. So I'm sorry to everybody out there. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you out there. We'll get to our topic coming up in a bit. But let's start off with a piece of good news from Hartford, Connecticut, TPC River Highlands in Cromwell, Connecticut, just outside of Hartford, Mark. And our native son, Zach Johnson, puts himself in a best position he has been in several seasons to get a high finish or maybe even a victory on the PGA Tour.
Well, see, I thought we were going to start off with the Liverpool Reds of the Premier League, but
Premier League.
But PGA Tour is fine, especially when a local guy does well. Zach Johnson shooting a 6-under par 64 today. He is currently tied for 7th at the Travelers Championship, and it's been a while since Zach has moved into contention in a tournament. Of course, needs to keep it going for the next couple days, but he is 8-under par through two rounds, the lead being held jointly by journeyman Will Gordon,
Well, I got a story about I got a story about Will Gordon. Go ahead.
All right. Mackenzie Hughes, the first round leader, who shot 60, is 2 under par through 8 holes. He's tied with Will Gordon, a slug of people at 8 and 9 under.
Yeah. Including Xander Schauffele, Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, among those, Victor Hovland in there as well. Bryson DeChambeau has just made a birdie to go to 8 under par. Will Gordon, Mark, here you go. 2019 SEC Player of the Year at Vanderbilt. That is Will Gordon. And he is a, has not had a good start to his pro career. And got a sponsor's exemption to be in this particular tournament, and this is by far his best best standing after 2 rounds. Has missed most of the cuts he has been in as a pro, but showed a lot of promise, obviously, coming out of college, but was overshadowed by that big three that came out last year. So there's your Will Gordon backstory today.
Well, we'll see where he lands on Sunday, because it's going to be a tall task to keep up with what he did in the second round. Actually, what he's done in the first 2 rounds.
Yeah, and he's got a one-shot lead because Canadian Mackenzie Hughes has just made a bogey to drop to 11 under par. But should be fun at TPC River Highlands coming up over the weekend. They did have another positive COVID test today. Denny McCarthy said he felt tired yesterday after his particular round and felt a little down and decided to go get another test and did test positive for COVID-19 last night. One of the two playing companions of his during the first round was Bud Cauley, the former UCLA Bruin. And Bud Cauley, although he does not have any symptoms, did also pull out of the tournament. So a couple more PGA pros, at least one, have tested positive for the coronavirus and COVID-19 so far. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. NBA with news today. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. Well, in fact, we might as well go ahead and go to that particular piece of news right now here, Mark. And the NBA today saying that they did, in their sweep of tests, come back with several positive tests. And it all comes out, I think, to about 5% of those tested as far as the NBA is concerned. They will go into the quarantine process for the next 2 weeks. A couple big names are involved in that. But the NBA getting everything in line before they start to bring people together, as far as their plans anyway in Orlando, Florida, to start things up coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, 302 tests, Scott, 16 tested positive, and I don't think it will stop there, I'm afraid, especially when you're going to have this resumption of play in Florida, when if you're paying attention at all, you know what's happening there in Texas and a few other states, so I hope not, but I'm afraid that will be the case.
Yeah, Jabari Parker of the Kings, Malcolm Brogdon of the Indiana Pacers, among the two that tested positive this week. And they will be the NBA has put in some pretty stringent guidelines, and they are going to be followed, obviously, to the letter. And they are trying to get their season started on July the 30th. And we'll see, because Florida has started to ramp up once again after we talked to Mio O'Brien. What was that, two and a half weeks ago, Mark?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we were talking about the fact that Florida was asking people to come down. Be careful what you ask for, apparently, is the bottom line of this, because now Florida and Texas have both started to curtail what is open and what can be done, as they are two of the states leading the spike as far as COVID-19 and the coronavirus are concerned. So we'll
yeah,
see.
Texas especially dialing things back, and Florida banning alcohol in all bars. That's an interesting move by Governor DeSantis. But clearly what's been happening, where people just aren't paying attention, especially the younger people, I hate to point a finger, but I think that's been the case, whether it's been at beaches or in bars or what have you, just not practicing social distancing and being careful about things. And therefore, you have these outbreaks. I'm not an expert, but just an observation.
And the situation may not be the fact that they will get real, you know, sick, but they can pass it along to their parents, who can pass it along to their parents, and then there you go. And it gets kind of like a wildfire out of control a little bit. Everybody knows the story. So 319-366-1600. Other COVID news today, if you will. And this affects yours truly here, because I got a 2-page letter from Doug Bowles from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway today, emailed to me as a ticket holder for the Indianapolis 500. And they put out what they are going to do as far as the race is concerned. They are encouraging folks over the age of 65 to seriously consider not attending, or if you are at risk as far as picking up COVID-19 is concerned. They are going to go with around 50% capacity for the 500-mile race, which is scheduled for August the 23rd in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Roger Penske has already come out, the new owner, if you will, of IndyCar and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, saying there will not be a 500 unless there are people there. I'm with him as far as that is concerned. But, so I got that letter today. I got that email, Mark.
Well, answer me this. How are they going to decide who gets tickets? And number two, if you get tickets and your group and you've been there many, many times, are you going to feel comfortable among 125,000 people?
It is a big enough place. I think you can be socially distant, especially if you're at half capacity. I think it can work. We will see if it will work. They mention on the letter that, yes, if you are highly susceptible over the age of 65, please consider not going this year. Your money will be used to 2021 tickets, so no worries as far as that is concerned. I did not see if they are going to. Part of the appeal to the younger folks at the Speedway is the fact they have the Snake Pit is back over in turn number 3, which is basically an all day long party and concert with various artists that I have no idea who they are over there. And that's fine. They have a good time. They watch a little race. They catch a little music and they have that. My guess is that probably is not going to happen this year. It has not been said that it's not going to happen, but that would be my guess anyway. And, you know, 100,000 people is still a lot of people, but unless you've been there, you don't know how big of a place the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is.
Well, are they then going to have a lottery, or how are you going to know
they
whether
said,
you get tickets?
They said if you would like to keep all your tickets, that they respect that, and they may move you if they find that a certain area is too full. They told us that we may be moved from the seats that we have, and that is fine. We are all fine with that. So we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. That's our thinking anyway. That's what we were told.
Okay.
So maybe that could change tomorrow, next week, or next month. That's the latest plan anyway. Everyone's got their latest plan.
The 500 is scheduled when now?
August 23rd.
Okay.
August 23rd. So a couple months down the line out there. So there you go. 319-366-1600. As the greatest spectacle in racing will make some big changes as far as seating is concerned for this year. And I do believe a lot of people are going to heed that. And I think there are going to be a lot of people that will not go to the 500 this year. And they may not even have 100,000 people or half capacity. Who knows how it plays out? We'll have to wait and see on that.
Well, I have been there for a tour. I've not been there for the race, but you cannot imagine how enormous this place is. by just watching on TV.
No.
It doesn't do it justice. I mean, there's a golf course in the middle of the Oval, right?
Yes.
And
well,
part
of a golf course now. They merged the two, the 9 and the 18 together to make a Brickyard Crossing a few years ago and Championship 18.
Well, it is just an enormous facility, and I'll be interested to see how it plays out.
Yep, and I will be as well. 319-366-1600, if you would like to weigh in on that. By the way, the latest sports icon that has tested positive besides the golfer on the PGA Tour, boxing legend Roberto Duran is now hospitalized due to COVID-19. So hopefully he'll be okay, and everybody else affected by the virus out there. We're going to get to our topic coming up in just a little bit, and we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the wrap-up to this week's Big Ten Network All-Decade Basketball Teams for the men. The All-Decade Coach was released yesterday. I would imagine everybody can come up with that, but the All-Decade Player was released today, and that might open a few eyes. We'll see. We'll talk about that when we come back. Scott, Mark Buttons with you on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this right here on KGYM.
The name of the business is called Archery Veterans Barbecue and Catering Service. I grew up watching my mom in the kitchen as well as my grandfather. I absolutely loved to cook. I previously went to one bank and was told no. Hearing that word no, it's gut-wrenching sometimes. Then I walked into the Paco. The first thing they did was said, hey, look, let's open you a checking account. Where do you want to grow financially? First thing that I did state was, I want to own my own business. John wanted to know how serious I was. Give me your short-term and long-term goals. Once I did that, I came back to him with a game plan, and from that aspect, it just blossomed. Thank you for believing in me, not only as an individual, as a father, as a veteran, and as a human being.
Learn more about our impact at dupaco.com/impactful. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
So you're upgrading a house, planning an incredible master bath, a stunning open concept kitchen, but for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Create something truly inspired with TimberTech. Design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Imagine the possibilities at TimberTech.com. Bring your outdoor living space to life with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
This summer, check out the store where students shop and Hawkeye fans find what they're looking for. Iowa Book and Supply features the world's largest selection of Hawkeye gifts and apparel. You can even have a t-shirt custom made in Iowa Book's lower level. Support the Hawks or make your own statement with a shirt from Iowa Book and Supply. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol.
Iowa Book, a one-of-a-kind bookstore.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
Back with you at 3:23 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Buttons on the other side of the glass. 319-366-1600. We will get to our topic, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit as we take you through this Friday. No severe weather out there right now, but keep in mind there is a severe thunderstorm watch in effect from 4 o'clock until 9 o'clock for most of eastern Iowa here this afternoon, this evening, and into tonight. Mark, we've been talking about the Big Ten Network and their all-decade basketball teams for the 21st century, the 2010s, if you will. Gave you the first, the third team and the second team a couple days ago. We had the first team that was unveiled, I believe, on Wednesday, if I'm correct on that. And we can talk about that. And I think we can win a few games, Mark, if you and I even tried our hand at coaching this group.
Yeah, I think we could actually win a few games with the second and third teams as well. But if you missed it, the first team, by a committee of numerous so-called experts, many of them from the Big Ten Network. You had Trey Burke from Michigan, the wonderful guard. Draymond Green, Michigan State, on that first team, along with Kaminsky. Evan Turner of Ohio State. And Denzel Valentine of Michigan State. And your player of the year, Scott, was?
Player of the decade.
A player of the decade, I'm sorry.
Player of the decade, Frank the Tank Kaminsky of the Wisconsin Badgers. And I don't think you can go wrong. I mean, this is not, there's no wrong answer as far as this is concerned. 2015 consensus national player of the year for the Badgers. Has it already been 5 years since Frank Kaminsky's been there?
Indeed.
That's hard to believe to begin with. When I first saw this was being done, and I was not going to say anything at the time, but I had two guys in mind, and they both made the first team. But I thought it would be one of these two guys for the all-decade player. I thought it was either going to be Draymond Green or Evan Turner. Really thought that would be the case.
Yeah, and all five of these guys were obviously players of the year. Three of them were consensus.
Evan Turner.
Kaminsky, Burke, and Evan Turner. So there's a line of delineation there, I guess, so to speak. I don't have a big problem with Kaminsky.
No, I don't either.
I might have a small problem, but he was basically a two-year starter. Excuse me, at Wisconsin. His senior year averaged just under 19 points a game and 8 rebounds. That pales in comparison to what Luka Garza did last year. But Luka had 1 year. Junior year, Kaminsky averaged 14 and 6. So while the numbers don't really wow you, he was a really versatile player. He could step out and hit a three when you needed one. In fact, more often than not, 7 feet, 240 pounds. He could be dominant in the middle. Obviously an excellent player, but I think whenever you do something like this, you're going to have debate, and I'm sure there is in this one. Turner and Burke were two really solid possible choices, and Draymond Green as well, I guess, so.
True. Yeah, and you can't go wrong with any of those five. Heck, you could probably put some guys on the second team in there. I would imagine a lot of people thought about Ethan Happ, Jared Sullinger, Cassius Winston in there as well, because especially Cassius Winston, I think, because he's the most recent of this group. Evan Turner, I think, was the farthest out. He was the 2010 consensus National Player of the Year, so a little bit farther out anyway, the terrific combo guard out of Ohio State. But like you said, you're going to bring up about debate. I don't believe that Kaminsky, you can say that he doesn't deserve it, certainly, was a very dominant big man who could step outside, shoot the jumper, shoot the three at times, could go inside and post you up as well, very well. And Trey Burke was just fun. Trey Burke was smooth. He was silky for Michigan back in the early 2000s. 2013, he was the consensus national player of the year. But I don't envy those folks for the choices they had to make.
And gosh, what about Denzel Valentine? What a wonderful player he was.
Yeah.
Associated Press National Player of the Year in 2016. And We're going to have more of this next week and beyond, Scott, as the Big Ten Network delves into the all-decade, all-Big Ten football team.
Yeah, and could see some more folks from different institutions represented, I got a feeling, than we had as far as basketball is concerned. But yeah, football will be football, as tough as basketball was, football might be even a little bit tougher.
And I think the announcements will be made a couple positions a day, something along those lines. I didn't really look all too close at it, but those announcements start Monday.
Yes, they do. They will start up on Monday. And looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. Speaking of next week, it's a holiday week. It's a shortened week. We will not have programming a week from today due to the 4th of July holiday. July the 3rd happens to fall on a Friday, but we've been told that we will not have shows, and that's fine because everybody pretty much celebrating the 4th on the 3rd. You get a day off, and that's the way it will be. So we'll be on Monday through Thursday of next week, but a great lineup for you. Mike Halas is going to be on Monday from the Gazette. NASCAR driver Joey Gase is going to join us coming up on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll have another edition of Caddy Smack. And then looking to talk some baseball on Thursday of next week. And that, of course, is right after baseball players are supposed to be reporting on the 1st of July. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about that coming up on Thursday.
Yes, indeed. And we should throw this in. Jared Utoff, speaking of basketball in the Big Ten, Jared Utoff was named first team All-NBA G League this year.
Awesome.
Nice honor for Jared, yeah.
Very awesome. Very awesome indeed. The former Jefferson Jayhawk out there. So that's great to see. And the former Badger and Hawkeye. A lot of hats that Jared wore out there. So that is great to see. And congratulations going out to him. 3:30 here on the program as we are going to get into your topic here. And we are going to do that. Are you ready, Mark? Can we do that right now? Can we just hop right in here to scandals?
We can do that. The most memorable scandals in sports history. What about it for you, whether it be the locally, college, professional ranks, runs the gamut of sports? I've got my list. Scott's got his. And you can weigh in 319-366-1600.
Please don't say it. That we didn't rain when it was supposed to rain. Let's just save that. Buttons gave me a look. He gave me a look. Staff meteorologist Button says, don't worry. Don't worry. There you go. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. Also, the phone line available to you at 319-366-1600. One of the most obvious, I think, we start off with was 6921, Mark. And it did not take long for this. And you know what? I sometimes, and we've talked about this before, and I think we had it as a topic, as a matter of fact, what sports stories would have taken off in the internet era and in the social media era. And this one would have taken off like wildfire. 6921, Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
No doubt about it.
And if you do not know about the background on that. First of all, there have been, I believe, two movies at least done on this. A couple more documentaries have been done about this. Apparently, Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan were the two, they were the two leading American women's figure skaters of their time, both getting ready for the Olympics. And allegedly, Tanya Harding and her husband at the time, I believe, hired a guy to come and knock out Nancy Kerrigan out of the Olympics with what was it? Is a steel rod or something like that to the back of the knee or so, I don't know, something like that. But
I don't know what weapon was used. Maybe a baseball bat, a rod. I'm not quite sure, but it injured Nancy Kerrigan and made Tanya Harding look pretty darn bad, and rightfully so. 9267 on the text line with another very popular one that's on most lists that you see out there. Lance Armstrong and the cycling scandal.
Ah, yes. Yes. And, of course, that has been done into a 30 for 30 as far as ESPN is concerned. And a couple more, 89-67. Shoeless Joe Jackson and the Black Sox scandal of 1919, right in there anyway. And, of course, movie done about that with Eight Men Out. Very good movie, by the way, if you have not ever seen it. One of my top sports movies out there. We could do that topic, too, someday, Mark, again.
64-29, the Ben Johnson scandal from the 1988 Olympics.
Yeah, also as far as doping is concerned. A little tongue-in-cheek here, 1527, the Colorado Rockies organization. The amount of money and energy I've invested into them compared to the amount of winning done is nothing short of a scandal. I think a lot of people probably share your sentiment about your team, 1527.
Indeed, yeah. 78-54, the Southern Methodist University Pony Express. That resulted in the death penalty, did it not, for SMU?
Correct. And I believe the best 30 for 30 ever produced by ESPN was Pony Excess. And if you have not seen that, all about not only SMU, but the entire landscape of college football, basically, in the late 70s into the early 80s. If you think things are corrupt right now, this is nothing compared to what it was back then. I mean, recruits in high school driving around with new cars every day that were sent to them by boosters from a university athletic department. And it was, people did not do a whole lot of even masking the situation back then, Mark. They kind of challenged the NCAA. And especially, teams in the Southwest Conference down there, the old Southwest Conference with the Texas schools and things like that. But it's I believe, the best 30 for 30. 89-67 agrees with me. I agree on Pony Excess.
Yeah, that was a good one, and that was a wild situation, and just did not turn out very well for SMU.
Eric Dickerson. But, yes, SMU did more than anyone else. No doubt about that. And they also had problems with things during, not only with boosters offering cars and money. And as one of the boosters put it, they had a payroll to meet. And he said it matter-of-factly. We had a payroll to meet, whether we were on NCAA probation or not. We had to come up with money to pay these guys. And which brought about all kinds of NCAA reform, and eventually SMU crossed the line and they got the death penalty. And from all indications, the NCAA will not dish out that penalty ever again because of what it did to SMU football.
Who's the other great running back there? Craig James, is that it?
Craig James and Eric Dickerson, the Pony Express. And, boy, they were good back then. That was a good football team.
24-63 on the text line, pointing out that Cascade, Iowa's own Red Faber was on the 1919 Black Sox team. Mm-hmm. And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, indeed. 319-366-1600 and 3805 weighing in. How about the Bills losing four straight Super Bowls? Another 30 for 30. We're getting 30 for 30 all time here. Our friend KJ Pilcher weighing in. our friend KJ on Twitter here. Pete Rose gambling and the lifetime baseball ban. I agree.
Yeah.
I think it depends on what side of the street you're on. And I know it does as far as Pete Rose and if he should be in the Hall of Fame and whatnot. I still am a firm believer that Pete Rose is going to be a Hall of Famer someday, but it's probably going to be posthumously, unfortunately for him. But there were a lot of guys that are in the Hall of Fame that cheated just as much as Pete, but didn't do it in the same manner. I'll just say that.
I don't know about you, Scott, but as I worked through my list and developed a variety of different scandals in sports history, there seem to be more in baseball than any other sport. We've already mentioned Rose. We already mentioned the Black Sox. I've got a few more on my list. Is that just me, or is it, you think that's accurate?
Oh, I think it's somewhat accurate. I mean, baseball's been around longer, obviously, than the others and other sports. But I think you're right. Maybe that's part of the romantic glamour of baseball in the day, because there were scandals out there. I don't know.
Well, you only have to look back a short time to the Astros sign stealing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, that was one of the more recent ones. But, yeah, you're right. The long history of baseball has produced, you know, a scandal here. Is Bartman a scandal? There's a whole Bartman episode of scandal.
Buttons is shaking his head, but Buttons is a Cub fan.
would you term it a scandal or just
no?
What would you term it?
I don't think it's a scandal. I don't think it's a scandal, Buttons. I don't think it's a scandal. I think it was just a bad situation for a lifelong fan, and I still don't think it. Well, anyway, I'm not going down that avenue.
The fact that he was blamed for that loss and blamed for, you know, he was ostracized for such a long time for reaching over and catching a baseball that was catchable for a fielder. No mention of a ball going through the legs of a Cubs shortstop and a variety of other things that happened in that game. But I put it down. I don't think it's any more necessarily a scandal than some other things that I considered. But I thought I'd throw it out there just for, you know, for people to think about.
52-32. I just lost it here. Montreal getting jobbed. I assume they mean the Expos. So many times. Montreal losing the franchise ultimately, but Montreal with maybe baseball's best team in a strike year and didn't get a chance to win a World Series back then. I believe that's what 52-32 is going for. 98-43, Mark, you are close to this, if you will. Oh, okay. No, never mind. This is a whole wrestling thing, and I'm sorry, 52-32. I am not up on that. Maybe Todd can come in and help us out with that. So we'll see. I apologize.
98-43 mentions Ronnie Harmon.
Yeah.
The scandal, whether he actually threw the 1986 Rose Bowl with four fumbles in the first half when he actually fumbled once all season. And that got into agents and mobs and whatnot. And it's a whole nother subject that we've been down that road many times. People know the story. But Ronnie Harmon suggested as a memorable scandal in sports history.
52-32 says no. I'm okay. I'm exonerated from the wrestling. Thank you very much. How about Jeff weighing in with the call by Jim Bain against Kevin Boyle at Mackey Arena that may or may not have cost Iowa a Big Ten championship?
Well, it wasn't the best of calls, but the reaction by Lute Olson, then the head coach, and Iowa fans was deplorable. They wanted to throw Jim Bain in jail for it, Scott.
Yeah.
You remember that.
Yes, very much so.
Not only wanted to run him out of town, run him out of the Big Ten, wanted him put in jail.
They said, Jim Bain's phone number. Remember, this was not during the days of computers and social media and whatnot, and I believe somebody did get a hold of Jim Bain's phone number, and Jim Bain got, I think he even got death threats, and it was not a good situation for a guy who just made a horrible call, and and again, much like the Bartman situation, does not mean that it ultimately cost Again, there's another one we probably shouldn't go down on Friday at 3:43.
6429 weighing in with Mike Tyson, either the sexual assault case or him biting a piece of Evander Holyfield's ear off.
No movie on Mike Tyson. Well, there was a 30 for 30, but no movie on Mike Tyson's life except for the fact that he was in a couple of hangovers. So you have that going for it. Buttons likes that as well. Locally, of course, the Pierre Pierce scandal, 4267 weighing in, 7508 also. Yes, Pierre Pierce and that coach named Stevie something in there as well. 0905 just says boxing, in particular the shady judging as far as boxing is concerned.
I think you can throw gymnastics side by side with boxing.
Yes,
right?
You can. Yes, you can. And both for and against the United States of America. Matt in Fairfax, thank you for weighing in, Matt. How about the Boston College point shaving scandal in college basketball? And of course, he was never tied into it, but you all recall who was the coach of Boston College back then. Right, Mark?
Go for it. Go for it.
That would be one Tom Davis.
Okay.
Was the coach back then, but was never tied in with any of that and was exonerated from it. 3:45. Let's go ahead. We have to take a break. We'll come back and we'll take more of your texts at 319-366-1600. And we will have more of those phone calls available as well. 319-366-1600. If you would like to reach us that method. Back with more of the Gym Class on a Friday. Scott, Mark, and Buttons with you here on KGYM.
Texting while driving is a very dangerous form of distracted driving. Drivers who use handheld devices while driving are 4 times as likely to get into crashes that can injure themselves or others. Drivers of all ages simply don't realize the dangers that are posed when they take their eyes and minds off the road. Everyone needs to do their part. Help save lives. Don't text and drive. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Right now, sports is revisiting the classics.
Got him open at the 7-yard line. Touchdown.
For the left, he lays it in. To the wall.
Seems like your music should, too. And you can. It's called Smart Rock, an infinite library of the best music ever created. Catch it on Smart FM, 95.1 in Cedar Rapids, 98.5 in Iowa City, or on your smart speaker. The best sports moments in history on KGYM. The best music in the history of the planet on Smart FM.
The Home Depot is cooking up new ways to start summer here and bring summer home. From online ordering to free delivery and convenient store pickup, we're helping make sure taking care of your summer projects is a breeze. And summer savings on all your favorite brands make things even easier. So freshen up the deck, fire up the grill. Summer's here, and it's as close as your own backyard. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Hey guys, I know there's a lot going on right now in the world, and we're all shopping online. I just saw that AT&T started doing 2 really helpful things for those who want to buy a new phone or device online. They're offering fast, free, no contact delivery, and curbside pickup, so that online shopping is as simple and safe as possible. On top of that, they have a flexible return policy, so you can shop at ease. You can visit att.com to learn how to shop online from the safety of your home 24/7, subject to change, restrictions apply.
Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. Get ready for big laughs. Impractical Jokers, the movie, is now available. 4 comedians reminisce about their high school days until one uniquely embarrassing moment sends them on a cross-country road trip. Watch as they hilariously set up a series of hidden camera pranks to save their reputation. Rent Impractical Jokers, the movie, tonight. With our current world situation changing every day, one thing remains the same, our love for movies. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
At AutoZone, we've always been here to help you get what you need to go where you need. That hasn't changed. Needing some battery help? We've got you. Whether it's a free battery test or a free charge, we can help you get started again. And if it's time for a replacement, we've got a full selection of batteries starting at $79.99. That's why we're America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track, 12 months ending December 2019.
It is 3:48 back with you on the Gym Class, a Friday edition here on KGYM. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, it is the Big 12 show from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. That'll be on 107.5, the Gym OT, 106.3 FM. And then tomorrow afternoon, it'll be Classic Iowa State Athletics. Classic Iowa State basketball game, I believe, this time. Is that correct, Buttons? Basketball? Yes, he is shaking his head. It is basketball. I think it's an Iowa State-Kansas game coming up. If I'm, yes, Button says yes. And that will be tomorrow, 12 noon on 1600 AM, along with 102.3 FM, both in Cedar Rapids. On this Friday edition of the program, we're talking sports scandals with you here. If you have one, let us know at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We start with 77-24. We're back in the baseball, Mark. And which turned into, I think, a scandal, if you will. But Don Denkinger and the call in the 1985 World Series between the Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals, the I-70 series.
Yeah, Don from Waterloo, actually. So it became sort of a local story. And two very popular teams there that some were thrilled, some were very outraged. And again, it was an example of what some believed to be a missed call. And to me, it was quite obvious.
Well, it'd be overturned in today's baseball.
It would.
No doubt about that. Would have been overturned. 48:05, and I thought this would come in very early, but it is coming in now. And, of course, the unfortunate Penn State cover-up with Paterno and Sandusky and the like, which, of course, put a very bad light and black eye on Penn State football, certainly. And, yes, cannot forget everything that happened over there at State College. So, thank you for that. 319-366-1600. One has not been said that I wrote down that I thought would be said very early.
That is?
Steroids in baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, might have been touched upon a little bit, but the whole Bonds, McGuire, Sosa, you know, into the 90s. Mid-90s, late 90s, as far as the steroid era is concerned. Brady Anderson, for heaven's sake, of the Baltimore Orioles, who may have been the poster child of that particular era. What did he do? Hit 56 home runs?
50-some, yeah.
In
50-some.
One year for the Orioles and had not hit 56 in like 4 years of his career, and all of a sudden one year he throws that many up. But, yeah, the entire steroid era, and that, of course, was covered, at least the Sosa-McGuire angle, as far as that is concerned, on the latest 30 for 30 that ESPN tried to. If Pony Express was the best 30 for 30, Mark, Long Gone Summer was by far, I think, the worst.
Yeah. Let me get to a couple of mine here. And actually, 8503 beating me to the punch on one of them. That being Danny Almonte.
Yes.
Little League World Series in 2001 when it was discovered that he was 3 years too old for the tournament and may or may not have wrecked his career going forward. I want to throw one out from the past, Scott, and that occurred in 1972.
Yeah, I had this one down as well.
The United States... USSR Olympic basketball game. 3 seconds took three different possessions and robbed the United States of a victory. The U.S. was up by one, 3 seconds left, and for whatever reason, clock malfunctions, whatnot, there was three inbounds plays, and the 3 seconds never expired, or two of the 3 seconds expired, and the Soviet Union ended up getting a basket and winning after that. That was one of the all-timers to me.
Well, and it was a situation where the Americans celebrated twice prematurely. If you don't know what we're talking about, or if you're very young and have not heard about this, go back. There's a lot of documentation on it as far as the 72 Olympic basketball game, gold medal game is concerned. But that was... you know, that's the height of the Cold War right there. That crossed many lines, Mark, not only the athletic line, but you're talking, you know, ideologically. You're talking politics and superpowers going at it, and that was the height of that particular era.
And some of the above might have been behind what happened.
Could have been.
You have another good one, Scott?
Tell you, it took a lot of the ones that. But I would like to point out the fact that I don't believe that there's ever been a bowling scandal.
I don't think locally.
Nationally. I don't even think nationally there has been a bowling scandal. I would like to point that out, by the way.
Good point.
I think mine were all covered by all the listeners. And like I said, I got the Bonds and Sosa and McGuire out there. Wanted to get that out there as well.
Well, you got Larry Nassar and the whole women's gymnastics situation. That was a deplorable situation. Whether you call it a scandal or not is up to you. And Duke lacrosse was on my list.
Yeah.
That situation was really a strange one. And George Brett and the Pine Tar incident. I always liked that one. Yeah.
That's there's another baseball one right there. 2712 weighing in. The government versus Muhammad Ali. Very much so. Muhammad was just such a larger-than-life figure, and much like we talked about with the 1972 gold medal basketball game, Muhammad Ali crossed many different lines. Most popular athlete in the world, most recognizable athlete in the world during his time. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No, I think you're right. Hey, there's never been a scandal in Tiger Woods' life, has there?
Oh, never. Nope. Wait, a lot of people have forgotten it, though. A lot of people have moved on from that one. Of course, you can talk about all of the NFL with, the terrible different instances as far as domestic assaults are concerned. Just a terrible situation right there. You can also mention that.
Spygate, Deflategate, yeah.
Yeah, those as well in there. Spygate also in there. Deflategate, and I think it's your personal preference and opinion on that, but if that little bit made such a difference in the New England Patriots winning, I understand it's cheating. I understand that. I still think Deflategate was a little bit overblown myself, but that's just me. That's just me. Bounty Gate, maybe not so much, and some of the other stuff the Patriots were in as well. But a lot of scandals in sports. Let's just put it that way, Mark.
Well, it's been fun, and we really appreciate the interaction from our listeners on the text line. And there was one last one there on the text line, Scott, if you want to read that one.
Yeah, 52-32. 52-32. Has anyone brought up Junior League hockey hazing in Canada? Because it's some really awful stuff that's coming to light. And no one has brought that. And, that's hopefully, like I said, it's just starting to come to light. Hopefully that's, it's not good, any hazing out there. Appreciate all the interaction as per usual, and thank you very much to our listeners. Thanks to Buttons. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming up next. Hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll rejoin you on Monday when Mike Halas will join us at 3 o'clock. Have a great weekend, Mark.
You as well. Talk to you then, Scott.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money.